Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's for the Wayback Machine. We crank up here regularly because we like that music. Who wouldn't like Jerry and the Pacemakers? 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Marilyn Singleton, board-certified anesthesiologist and a deep thinker, an important voice in the world of medicine, but also in the world of that we live in. And we love having her as a member of our Brain Trust now. She's been hanging out with us for a few years. Dr. Singleton, Marilyn, thanks again for being here. One of the things that's in the middle of our world right now is this term, this idea, this organization called Black Lives Matter. And I'd like, as a black woman, as a black medical professional, and you've identified yourself as that in your writing, I'd like for you to tell us what your thoughts are on BLM.
One of the things that makes me so sorry about Black Lives Matter is that there's the slogan, Black Lives Matter. It's true. We all should be treated equally, and no one should be treated as a lesser person than someone else. So it's hard to deny that Black Lives Matter, just as they call me a racist, but all lives matter, and all lives matter equally. And in medicine, I tell that to patients, that if they're ever turned down for cancer treatment because they're old, I say, you just tell the doctor that you want to be treated like Jimmy Carter was at 93. Mm-hmm. And it'll shut somebody up. Uh-huh. So all of our lives matter equally. But there's a difference between the thought behind the slogan and the organization. The first thing I did was look up the organization, and I was really quite stunned when I went to the website. Uh-huh. Some of the things that are proposed are, admittedly, I'm not making this up, go to the website, Marxist ideas, disrupting the nuclear family.
Anti-American.
Things that, very anti-American, but worse yet, are anti-black. What mm-hmm. is one of the problems in the black community? Fatherless children. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's a
problem in
the white community
fact.
As well.
What she just said is a
Absolutely.
Statistical fact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
More high school dropouts if you're fatherless. And again, any race, but there's more in the black community. And more going to prison. There's so many statistics that bear out.
Well, some
that
people say the reason there are more black people in prison, Marilyn, some people say that there's more black men in prison because the system is systemically racist and it's against them. But there are other statistics that prove that that's not correct.
Absolutely. And yes, there are times when people are biased. And I think one of the real issues here is people don't separate individuals from the system. And you had said you hate the term systemic racism, mm-hmm. and I do as
it's
well.
Unproductive.
Because,
it's unproductive. Yes, it's inflammatory. There is no way to say you want a solution if you use that term.
That's right. And, yes, there are some racists, just like there's hideous people of all stripes. And black, white, you know, and there's, I just say it, being a jerk knows no skin color.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to look at those people, set them aside, and then actually sit down and say, who do I know? Who's treated me poorly?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it, and I'm sure you can find some situation where as a whole, some organization, I don't know, the KKK, some motorcycle group that didn't want you, whatever.
Those are fringe. Those are fringe.
Exactly.
Tiny minorities.
But if you get honest and think of your day-to-day life, there isn't systemic racism.
Well, and here's the thing that upsets me. If someone like me wants to or is willing to discuss this, the reforms, as I call them, things that we can do to be better, to seek redemption, to build on what we've already done and make it better. In that conversation, if I bring up things that are factual, like you mentioned the fatherless family in the black community, that's one of the problems. If I brought up something like that, something, a statistical fact like that, that's me being racist. And you and I both know that there have been people fired from their jobs for merely stating facts that were impolitic. Marilyn, that's an assault on free speech. That's, if we lose free speech, we lose everything in America.
Well, and when you say it's an assault on free speech, and you think about that as sort of a global concept, and let's bring it down to the micro level of just our day-to-day life. What if you and I couldn't get on the phone and talk like we're talking now? Mm-hmm. What if your listeners couldn't hear a conversation between two people who, despite how we're talking today, don't mm-hmm. always agree?
That's right.
We would never talk to each other. So, well, Marilyn, you can never come on the show again. We mm-hmm. didn't agree. And cut me off, not let me speak. And that's what they've done to conversation now. Mm-hmm. And I posit that this nastiness is going to make race relations worse. They'll be afraid to talk to
right.
a black person.
That's exactly
they'll
right.
Be,
it's already happened. It's already happened. And it's solutions cannot be had if we can't have conversations that are honest, even when it hurts my feelings or your feelings. If the facts hurt our feelings, they're still the facts. Tintail, right back with Dr. Marilyn Singleton.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.